The day after the explosion, we hit a news lull. So many outlets filled their air with recycled video, speculation, sorrow on the scene, pundits, consultants, and blather. Personally, I think ABC's Dancing with the Stars had the right approach.
Our thoughts are with everyone in Boston tonight. I have family members and many friends there. My heart is with you. ABC News is monitoring the situation back there. They'll keep you updated if we have any breaking stories.
Our entire cast is thinking about you. And as always, our show has been planned in advance, and hopefully we can still have an entertaining night of competition for you.
I found that tasteful. But then, I don't have a daily two-hour call-in show. So on Thursday, I asked the best call-in host I know, WNYC's Brian Lehrer, how he determined how much was enough and how much was too much. He said that on the morning after, even though there was no news to report, to say nothing was impossible.
The absence itself is a canyon-sized void. In a situation like that, something so momentous just happened. Someone blew up the Boston Marathon. And we don't know who, and we really want to know who, and we think any minute they might tell us who, so we listen. What do you do if your neighbor's been shot dead? You gather around with your other neighbors, and you talk about the victims, and you speculate about the perps, and you tisk-tisk about what the world is coming to. I mean, that's just normal, and I think it's even good to want that, certainly from a talk show like I host, and even from a news program.
You said something that just pushed a hot button with me, speculating about the perps. This is something that all news was doing everywhere. It struck many listeners, and probably you too, that this is a very uncomfortable situation to be in.
There is a point where I think it becomes a kind of terrorism porn. It happened visually after 9/11. The attack itself, shown on TV over and over again, I think there was some of that with the video of the second explosion in Boston and that one old runner falling down. But I don't blame the viewers. The networks are trying to hook us, and they feast on our state of shock. And I think in the talk show realm, there's a kind of terrorism porn, too. I heard one commercial show where the host was literally putting it out there. Who do you think did it? People are just going to draw on their biases at that point.
But aren't you being a little inconsistent here? Because you're saying people want to come together in a community and speculate, and you're saying that they shouldn't.
I agree that I'm being inconsistent. And I think there's a line somewhere that's more art than science. And to some degree, you got to get it out. You got to let it out. But I personally would never frame a conversation simply around who do you think did it, as opposed to some speculation being allowed in kind of a larger conversation.
Did any listener call up and say, hey, all this other stuff has been happening in the news. Why don't we talk about that?
That happened. We didn't take those calls on the air, but there will always be those calls. Somebody called in to say, why don't you talk about the people who died in a bombing in Iraq today? And fair point. But you have to make a judgment as to what's going to be the most relevant and the most meaningful to people in the audience at a special and intense moment like that. And then make sure you don't do it all day, every day. That's when cable news really becomes junk, when they take those intense moments that are special and try to turn them into a format that they can do 27/365.
So how did you deal with it?
On Tuesday, being on 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, we realized as we were starting the show that nothing was changing. But still, we spent half the show on it at that time. And it was that combination of analyzing what was known, of taking calls for people's thoughts and feelings. My sense was that people really wanted to be in touch within the first 24 hours. People were still, and if we started talking only about other things, people would have gone looking for it. So that was for Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday, we didn't mention it.
We spoke to WNYC's Brian Lehrer on Thursday. On Friday, his show did start with the latest updates on the overnight shootout and the ongoing manhunt, but he also talked about the immigration bill, New York City's school testing, and North Korea.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.